you guys. I don't need you guys.
I know how to go out. The kettle's already boiling.
Is that to be Philip? He's boiled away.
Just work much over the weekend, Captain.
Saturday.
One, two, three, four.
That money mail job. Daily Mail.
What did you have to do?
Does it make?
Hey?
Does it make?
Well, it's not for today. You want to run? The one you set up. Hello?
Oh, yes. I've done so many of them.
Oh, if they, just a little announcement, if the milkman comes in to claim his money,
he owes us some money.
He owes us some money.
The milk that was off. Yeah.
Yeah, rotten milk. He sold us a couple of pints of rotten milk. The only trouble is, Joan has fucking thrown it out.
Well, we just don't pay.
So because I'd kept it, like, as evidence.
You won't want evidence. Just tell him.
Joan!
That's your story anyway, Nick. For the white deposits at the bottom.
Have you sent that teacher story out, have you?
Are you implying that I'm at a wank?
The swearing teacher.
Well, Richard,
is that any good?
Oh.
Well, do we need a picture of her?
I mean, someone's at wank.
Do we need a picture of her?
I don't know.
I didn't know he was going to go out yet.
Now when you say that, when they answer, you're going to think about every word you say.
They reckon the trope had never got onto the train. I suppose the point was, but it's obviously there was a real cock up with Red Star documentation. Basically, they just buy it.
We just lifted the parents' quote shit.
Just bump the documents off.
You've spoken to her? Oh, it's poor. It's poor. Yeah, hold on a second.
Red Star got the most answer for it, really. Well, they know now where he got it. Apparently,
he's spoken to his parents. Then.
It's anonymous letter sent to them.
Was it?
Anonymous. Hey? Front page? It's no good.
Parliament gone back yet? I don't think it has.
That's today, yeah.
Today.
Must be a real pine for the penny. Translating all this into German.
She's going to
have fun with this one. There's about 85 different people involved in it. Well, it's going to hear it through the road, on the Express Star, of course. She kept going, and then Rod, and I was going, your son? And she was going, no, my grandson. He's like, oh, shit.
Yeah, it wouldn't be a bad idea.
Like a little clown.
Yeah. So what time do you want to meet tonight then, Rich?
About 8.
What time do you start?
About 7:45.
Because the one is there for when Joe gets there.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm a swift one in the cops and then two taxis. Aren't Cal and Mark going with you?
Oh,
right. Ian's going to be there. Kiki.
We've got contacts about all the dirt.
They might not all meet
in the car. Well, I've got a contact page on Woodsy himself.
I don't think I have to give to a football
guy. There might be one at the Legion.
It's on a drink now.
Is it, yeah?
It's in the Raven now. Loads of people
going there. You could go in there and earn a fortune, Rich.
Scotty's
going there as a hustler, Rich. Act really thick for 3 games. Put some money down on it. Lose the first 2.
Someone offered me money once on cocks.
Oh God, everyone's just taking up with Steve Dyson. I'm dying.
Okay.
Give me that position. You know that brew that he offered us 3/4 of an hour ago?
I was amazed when he offered it.
Yeah.
Well, so was I, but then.
I'm not anymore.
He always does that. He says, do you want a brew? Then he goes out.
Yeah, well, I can't help it. I had to pop out then.
I thought he was doing it for 2 miles
around. Similarly, he's got to go out now to get the Express in the shot.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, it is. He certainly can. He's calling. Hold on a second. Wendy Flynn, Rich. I don't know why. She sounds... rings a bell with me. Education, yeah. I thought it was. I was going to say that, but I didn't want to. Hey? Yeah, I suppose I best bounce it off and see if you're interested in trying to get one. I must admit, it did I.
The intro,
oh, yeah. After that, it goes downhill.
You've told the story, really.
I thought it'd take 3 days before I try and contact you.
She's going to try to get a statement from the head teacher at the school. We don't want that. So I've got a statement from education teachers. What do they think about teachers saying fuck you to kids? No, it's a statement from her we got. I said, yeah, no, but you got a statement from education teachers. No, it's just a statement from her. Yeah, could you get me a statement from education teachers? Oh, well, I don't think so. But could you try, please? Okay.
She didn't sound Irish to me.
She is, yes. Wendy Flynn, I've had that interview. That's Sunday Purgatory. Sunday Purgatory.
Hello.
Nick Green.
Ed's got his.
What?
Christmas
Day.
Has he? According
to
the radio.
Anything on the front?
He said something about a crash.
Oh, crap.
Crash chaos or something.
Yes. I thought the mail came on screen with it, Scrooge.
He must have some kind of reciprocal arrangement. He mentions it every so often that they rush him at first.
Anyway, I spoke to Chris the other day.
Okay, everybody. There you go.
We send that fax loose around. Who's calling?
She's
Saran. Hold on a second. Saran.
Yeah.
Mark it. Well, they haven't said it is. They've just said we just received a fax from you. So hopefully it will be them. I have to write it straight. It'll have to be a full chat as well because Roger wants to set it exclude. All right. Sorry, but Roger likes it. Good story. Very good story, that fact.
Not only are they pulling their cars, I'm glad you mentioned it. Just rip that
and
now.
I rather hope that the council will take it seriously and perhaps from holiday
there's an organisation of what's it called? Things you rent out. Lovely. Thank you. Timeshare.
Saran.
It's a timeshare.
Is it them?
Organisation.
Can you get a number? They're just travelling, I'm sure, aren't they? Saran, get a phone number as well. Yeah, but get a phone number for them, one that works.
Who's
black?
Black. Well, I wouldn't say so. I think that would make it stronger for them. Use this rating,
they like it a lot, yeah.
How do you that stuff? How do we find that she was black?
Hello. I was just talking to Will, and he said, you started getting a bit annoyed now. Something like post-mail to pick up education services. She's an extraordinarily good young black head teacher. I said, what did he say? He said, black. Yeah, black. She's black. Black.
Yes, slow. Yeah.
I got slightly lost. Well, I went back down the Soho Road, so there was a traffic jam. And I sort of went down. Went down a road like which I thought was a good shortcut, and they've got a lot of these roads and they've put like pavements across the end of them with bollards. So I went back and then there was a traffic jam and I got stuck because they were unloading a lorry, so I've been basically pissed about.
Like a missionary. Missionary.
Yeah, she's knocked her tail a bit now, hasn't she? She has, as far as pictures are concerned, Rich.
She looks like
a... Have you got a number for us?
Yeah.
Different one?
Yeah.
Have you popped
it? It's
got big teeth.
Looks
like a bloke, for some
reason. Looks like a bloke.
Prime Minister of Zaire in a spare time.
I'm going to watch what you say, Steve. You'll be getting accused of racism.
Not me, but she looks like she's very, very, very...
She's doing this two fucking orders. You need some white sheets because I can't find any in here.
Oh, I know what that is. Did you ever draw her?
No, I didn't, Nick.
You said you were going to draw one for her.
I didn't have time.
No, I wasn't accusing you, Steve.
I'm not a typesetter.
Simmer down, Steve.
If you give me the details of the sports orders, Adrian,
I'll... You have Miss Free, yeah?
I'll draw him.
Got one and...
Okay. She doesn't, does she? I was expecting some 40-year-old white, well-dressed, you know, conservative woman.
Like Curtly Ambrose.
She? Curtly Ambrose.
No, not Keith. Fucking
hell, Paige is Keith. Nick just said, please phone Kate as please. Yes, please phone the kids ASAP.
Please call kids. No, Kate. Kids, there's Kate's.
I wonder if you should tell the sport that she's a foreign origin.
I found that she's black doesn't matter at all to the story, which is why you can't mention it really.
Dead right.
You know, they're giving me the military police at the school, I tell you, and who are you? Well, I'm Nick Brook, my colleague, Gavin Bradford. Are you sure?
Yeah, Scott, you're so right in that. He says off into orbit, but he's like, fuck you, man. Like, seriously, found my black woman. He says, bloody hell. He said, no one's knocking it. Oh, no way. So I have to think what I'm going to do about that.
Picture those players.
Because they're knocking it. They probably will use it.
No, they'll definitely get used.
Nobody's using it.
No one's getting that. No one's bothered.
Oh, well, sure, somebody has to be bothered.
In itself, isn't that strong? No, I don't think it's shocking. Scottish said, all it is, it's a bit shocking, but it's like, oh, shocking, and you think, well, that's a good idea.
But a fuck you
sent
me about 12 parts down in the letter, isn't it?
Doesn't matter where it is in the letter.
Tap them into the third
one.
He's going to edit on the third one, you'll have to create a fourth version.
She's a headmistress, isn't she, Rich? Is it Miss or Ms?
Ms.
How'd you put that in writing?
Miss. She's a Miss. She said to me she was Miss. She might have said Ms, you know.
What's the difference?
Well, Mr. you can't tell whether you're married or not. So the feminist version is Ms.
Can I put fuck you on a caption, do you think? Let's not, I don't
know.
I suppose I'll just ring Scotty and see if he wants me to approach his son about a picture then. I know, but you know what else? You want, mate? I know, that's what I mean. I went home to phone him. John, it's Gavin. Do you want me to give this picture a miss? It is Elaine Foster, isn't it, Pitch? Hello, mate. Do you want me to give this picture a miss? Alright, spider origin. Yeah. Yeah. Alright, well, I'll give him a shout and let him know. Then it's up to them, innit? Aye, you can see the whites of her eyes. Cheers, mate, bye bye. He says, give him a shout, it's in a strange way, it might help the tale. Good man.
Where's the cuts from Nick? Where's the cuts from the
shall we wait or shall we...
Maybe, yes.
And so we do deal with issues when they come along. I will draft you, that you're quite right, there is a Birmingham buyer.
In the fire, Mark, fuck up, sir.
So you might just fuck up, like?
No. Anyway, shall we wait?
Here we go. Star Sage page 2, Calvo's
It's a bag of shite story though, isn't it really? I mean, what is it? It's just basically a small survey on police examination.
Can I stop you there? I'll put your cluster age with my colleague. Hold on. So you're from Southampton? Hold on. So I'm leaving that coast out after the lunch. Can you go to Magistrates Court for us sometime this week? So magic ring. Some picture, I suppose.
Because we're always doing outside broadcasts from half up, don't we? Jenny Woods spends a lot of time with them. Doing outside broadcasts. Okay, yeah?
Well, that's government cases. Who's that? Hold on a minute. We put a tale down to you that John Scott's doing up there. You guys quite like it. Excuse me. It's about a headmistress who got a letter to her pupils containing the words "fuck you." Handed out a letter to her pupils containing the words "fuck you." She was crusading against foul language at the top girls' school in Birmingham. And then John Scott's in there, looked at the desk and got quite excited about the words. What? It's just like, you know, we've got a picture of her. Yeah, and she's not to take a look at the judge. It is, yeah. Oh yeah, I mean it's a nice big headshot. It's like, you know, it's a big headshot. Yes, to be said, she's not a headshot. You're the black. There you go, it's not a bad tale. Well, one of those, it doesn't matter which colour she is. Sorry? Yeah, one of those. Elaine Foster. It's hundreds of girls going in Birmingham. You do want to find the one that is white. It's black and white, unfortunately. Okay, don't mate. Cheers, mate. They dropped the money, so it's alright. Ian, it's Galvin Caters. Excuse me, yeah, that's about, mate, you. Bill Daniels, Red Chage, I think it is actually, he was doing up a tale from us, your desk lights, about the headmistress crusading against foul language at a top school in Birmingham, sparked a row by handing out a letter to her pupils containing the words "fuck you." We've got a picture of this, her teacher, it's a collected picture from the school itself. If you're bothered about it, I see you've got a picture if you're bothered about it. Okay, don't mate. Cheers, boy. Don't tell me, Ron wasn't in the court.
The bummer was on the fence when we were in two court games. She'd probably say, he wasn't in
that game. I must do well out of those courts. He seems to turn up a lot of good tales like that.
Somewhere.
You what, mate? They're there.
Oh, yeah. Wait.
Sorry, Nick, I didn't realise you were there. Express the star final.
He's got it.
Yeah.
They're not on the stand for at least another half an hour.
It sounded a good story,
though. I tell you, he's got someone flying up down to him. And he gives him a mention.
Yeah, because he just mentioned the bylines guy,
So, if they've got the final edition, ring Paul Crawford or Bob Payne.
The Telegraph got that time. So how many fucking tales are you sending out on this?
Insulted and enraged crowd.
Pictures come from Sandor.
Have you done some football sheets before I forget these?
Okay, give me the results.
Steve's got what?
What one have you got? And I'll write them down, then I'll make a sheet and I'll finish with this.
Well, I've got the Western Morning View.
Yeah.
West Bromby.
Is it new? Is it a bit cold in here?
West Bromby.
Exeter tomorrow night. It's the Auto Glass Trophy.
Auto Glass
Trophy.
Who ordered it?
Ross Taylor.
Yeah.
What are they on the
exclusive?
They want 500 wins. Plus team, plus ref, plus
scoring. Plus team.
Team, ref, and scoring. On the whistle.
Yeah.
The number's 0752.
0752, yeah.
266.
266.
Can you make a note to try and remind me to contact Ron Warren?
Yeah.
Ron. Yes. He's going to have to do that.
Steve, what's the one you've got, mate?
I'm giving it to Rich.
Oh!
Or is still there?
Is that man ringing you back, is he trying to say?
Yeah, when he's
It is the way it's been done, it has to be said. But we didn't see it like that, and it's one of those things. Which, like Chris said, neither did Scotty, neither did Rob Perkins, neither did Martin Stoat. You know. Whoever's idea it was did very well to. Because everyone saw the evening mail, and everybody got the facts on it, and it sounded a bag of shit.
Well, if you're going
Yeah. It's a headmistress who's proceeding against foul language at a top girls' school in Birmingham. She sparked a row off by handing out a letter to all her pupils containing the words fuck you. Excuse my language to you. There is, mate. She's not a true English rose. She's a slightly black English rose. So, yeah. But it's not a bad picture. It is actually a picture from the school. Yeah, but it's a good one. It's like, you know, professional one. Unfortunately not. We can't get hold of it. We're struggling, rather. I'm not sure, actually. She looks about 30 in the picture. Is that for me, Tyler? Who is it? Hello, mate. Okie doke, I'm ready to run, so if you come through to me now. 021-616-1100. Thanks, mate. Cheers. Hello. Right, Alan, could you do me a favour? Could you phone my colleague Chris Johnson? He's actually in my Liverpool office today. Johnson. Yeah, Chris Johnson. On 051-236-6707. If he's not available, ask for Roger Blythe, Blythe. If you could speak to either of them, because I'm actually just tied up with something else at the moment. My name's Gavin Blythe. I say if you speak to either of them and tell them you've spoken to yourself, just tell them what you told me. I'm sure, certainly I'd say yes, but just check with my colleagues and certainly let me know. Okay then, cheers, bye bye. Cases. Hello mate, just put your cross, hold on, I'll speak to you again.
You got a number for
it? No. BBC TV Newsroom, make an inquiry about the multiple races that are being caught tomorrow.
To what?
Elizabeth Seymour.
No, we sing.
Oh, you have a few more. Go on.
I'm not doing the long dance, I'm going to do the short track. 52 year old, sounds like Irish,
certainly.
Yeah, it did so. Just days before, just days ago, just got a letter from us. He was sent a letter saying he couldn't. He's complained.
It's not bad.
No, not yet. Paul, Chris, it's Gavin. Is there Paul around, mate? Thanks. Yeah, I'm just waiting for him to come through for a picture, mate. Yeah, 021 616 1100. If you give me about 5 minutes, I've been waiting for about half an hour, but someone else has just come on, so I thought I'd best give you a nudge. Just a one, mate. Yeah. Thanks. See you.